Hello everyone, this is Benevolent Heretic at BelowTopSecret.com. Nefertari, I totally enjoyed your podcast, and I can relate to a certain extent. In my past, I have experienced what you're talking about, and also I don't have children, so that just adds another issue to it, as far as I'm concerned. You said your mother is ignoring you, and it actually sounds to me like she is disrespecting you. And what I had to do with my parents and other family members was to say, you're free to have your belief, but as long as you impose them on me, I won't come around. And I had to set my foot down and say, I'm not interested in hearing this. And seeing as how you won't respect what I've asked of you, I'm going to disconnect. And, you know, you've got to be willing to follow through on that. I spent some lonely Easters. everybody getting together for the meal, the family getting together and everything, and I am at home alone. But once they saw that I was serious about that, and actually I'm serious about having the respect, and I especially, you know, you're an adult, you can handle it, but the influence that your people are trying to have over your kids is simply disrespectful of you. And they are impressionable. And I don't blame you at all for not wanting them to be brainwashed. And, you know, it causes problems. Well, the thing is, right now, my husband and I, we no longer celebrate any holidays. And, you know, it takes some getting used to for the family. And it was uncomfortable at first to not have us around during these holiday get-togethers. But they get used to it. You know, you were talking about Easter and the Easter Bunny and everything. And yeah, Easter and Christmas are totally secular holidays, really. You know, they're going to call it the Spring Bunny pretty soon. Or maybe they already do. The Happy Spring Bunny. I just wanted to say I can understand where you're coming from. I hear ya. And I personally think what I would do in your position is to say, if this continues, I will not come to the next outing or whatever. That may be enough to have her say, oh, okay. I don't know you. I don't know your mother, so I don't know how she might react to that. But if you can't get a person, you can't get a person to change the way they behave, but you can change the way you behave. And so you can take yourself out of the equation. And for 1 year or 2 years, you know, have Easter at home. Don't, you know, make it special for you and your kids or whatever. And see if that has, you know, any, if that helps out the situation any. Maybe if your mom sees that you're serious, she will back off. Okay, that's all I have to say on it. Thanks for listening.